I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's a story involving treasure that caught our eye today. The treasure of silver and gold was discovered in a secret underground chamber in a temple in the southern Indian state of Kerala. It's generating bold headlines in the local Hindu newspaper there. G. Mahadevan is a senior journalist there. Describe for us the treasure and the temple where it's been long lost.
Well, Marco, the temple is located in the city called Thiruvananthapuram. It is in the southwestern corner of India. The name of the temple is Sri Padmanabha Swami Temple, and the presiding deity here is Mahavishnu, the god that preserves the universe. And they had to go down to an underground chamber to get at this treasure, which first appeared like mud, you know, it's sand. So they brought it up in sacks, and then when they sifted through that, out came golden chains, golden crowns, rubies, emeralds, cat's eyes, and you name it, including Belgium diamonds. So though it was always known that the Padmanabha Swami temple contained a little bit of treasure, the sheer scope and variety of the articles found was astonishing, to put it mildly.
It sounds pretty extraordinary, but there are a lot of mysteries here. No one really knows how much it's worth yet, how it got there, or who it originally belonged to. How will this mystery be solved?
Well, I mean, there isn't much of a mystery regarding how it got there, because Thiruvananthapuram also happened to be the capital of the kingdom of Travancore. So the kings of Travancore, they ruled as representatives of the Padmanabha Swami, who is the main deity of the temple. This treasure was built up over centuries. These were partly offerings, the riches that were presented to the Maharaja of Travancore by other kings of India. So all these years, the royal family, they built up this treasure and they guarded this treasure.
Whether the treasure is worth millions or billions, it's got to be generating a lot of attention and buzz in Kerala. Are police out trying to protect people from getting any glimpse of it whatsoever?
Yeah, absolutely, you bet, because this temple is a large complex, and at any point of time, even if there are hundreds of people praying inside, it's very, very quiet. And this sleepy little temple has suddenly now become a security concern. You have armed policemen patrolling, because now the word is out that there are billions beneath the temple. So, I mean, this has generated a huge, huge interest in the local people and indeed worldwide.
Any chance at all of getting a up-close and personal look at this treasure?
No, nobody's allowed in. No journalist, no member of the public, as far as I know, has seen this treasure. And before the people could get in and get the treasure out, they had to first go in and pump oxygen into this chamber. It has supposedly not been open for more than a century now.
I would love to have been present when they open. And even if there's nothing inside, I just want to see how they do it.
I know.
G. Mahadevan is a senior journalist for the Hindu newspaper in
Thiruvananthapuram,
capital of the southern Indian state of Kerala. Mahadevan, thank you very much for your time indeed.
Oh, pleasure was mine, Marco.